Currently, drivers not wearing seatbelts can only be ticketed if they're stopped for another traffic violation first. By law, motorists are supposed to be buckled up, but only 66% of those on the road actually are belted in. If there were primary enforcement, Sun Prairie Representative Tom Hebel says more people would wear seatbelts and probably live through accidents that otherwise might have killed them.
The statistics are clear. If this bill passes and becomes law, compliance will automatically increase by 15%.
Right now, there's a $10 fine. Under primary seatbelt enforcement, that would have gone to $25 and as high as $75 for repeat offenders. Representative Marlon Schneider of Wisconsin Rapids says he wears his seatbelt but does not want primary enforcement.
There's something about what happens, especially to young police officers, when they are given a badge, that they kind of go out of their way running around trying to find something. And this will be one of those instances.
African Americans worried that officers might stop them more than other motorists. An amendment to the bill was designed to curb racial profiling, but that wasn't the only objection. There was also the issue of local control. Stronger seatbelt enforcement could net the state $16 million from the federal government, but Reedsburg Representative Cheryl Albers says the state should not be swayed by money.
I am tired of rolling over for the federal government and saying, oh, we as a state have to do this in order to get those federal dollars. When are we going to stand up and say no? Today's the day and this is the bill.
The author of the bill pleaded unsuccessfully for colleagues to pass the measure. Representative John Ainsworth of Shawnee said stronger seatbelt enforcement would prevent as many as 75 highway deaths at a time when such accidents are on the rise. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.